Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Sorry about the delay of the starting of the show. We had some technical difficulties, but welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Youth for Christ, Y4C, featuring our special guest, the Remnant of Worship. Let me see if they're on the line right now. Hello. All right, I'm going to play a song, and when we come back, we'll get this all straightened out. Here we go. This is Ain't Gonna Stop, JMP Production.
Last night I had a talk with God. He told me don't let my situation control my eyes, cause I was feeling like I was close to gone. But he told me not to stress because he on his job. I mean, I was in a fairy tale on a carousel, but now with God at my back like the wind, I just parasail. None of these haters do I compare myself. Went and picked up my Bible, time that I prepare myself. I swear I was at the bottom of a liquor bottle when you reached out your hand and said, son, I got you. So I pray for change like cash back at the register. You tried to reach out, but in my head it didn't register. So I'm up in church, Bible open with my mind focused. Cause you held me even when I was at my lowest. The weight was too much on my shoulders, and now I'm trying my hardest to be a better me. Walk beside me, heavenly Father, let the devil see. The man he once knew was wholehearted, heavenly. Now we'll realize I can see. Show me who my enemies are, and I swear I can hear the angels in heaven singing along.
Today is the future and the past is gone. I gotta fight this war, I'm gonna make it home. I'm a soldier from the Lord, and I'm making it known. The devil ain't gonna stop me. Today is the future and the past is gone. I gotta fight this war, I'm gonna make it home. I'm a soldier from the Lord, and I'm making it known. The devil.
Listen, just music, period, my calling I'm living in. The remedy to this negativity lies in the melody. Replace gangsta rap with positive images. The spiritual potency comes alive like energy. I'm painting a picture, but it seems no one's envisioning. I put it to this music and everybody's feeling it. Half of the industry sold they souls to the devil, chanting spells in they songs so you do anything they tell you. Enslaving lost souls, our mission, don't let them. Power to the people, JMG gon' get them. This is the heartbeat movement, it flows through my veins. Who cares about a name in a community of pain? This is not for the riches, and it's not for the fame. I'd rather stay underground and bring glory to his name. I rep Christ, no shame. Tell your brothers, come on, follow me while I follow the Lord. Lead on.
Today is the future and the past is gone. I gotta fight this war, I'm gonna make it home. I'm a soldier from the Lord, and I'm making it known. The devil ain't gonna stop me. Today is the future and the past is gone. I gotta fight this war, I'm gonna make it home. I'm a soldier from the Lord, and I'm making it known. The devil ain't gonna stop me.
Oh, All right. We're in the mix now. That was Ain't Gonna Stop Me by JMP Production. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio show with your co-host, I See the Great. Hold on. Let's see if I See the Great is here. I See the Great.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, all right. I had you on mute. I didn't realize that. But anyway, we had a little technical difficulties in the beginning, but thank God that we're here and we're ready to get this show started. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Only the only church announcement I have is that on the 30th of January, we're going to have our associate pastor, Minister Kimberly Horvath, and she's going to be doing her Christian life coaching segment. Ignite Your Spirit is her theme. Clarifying Your Life is the topic. All right, everybody. Today is a very special show. One is because I See the Great is starting your first show, co-hosting with me in the new year. This is the first. Ain't that cool? And this is the first You for Christ show for the new year. So we're bringing it to you a little bit different, taking it a little bit higher. We have Sister Kenya, who's going to be doing her poetry corner on every show. And I See the Great will be co-hosting with me. And, of course, everybody knows DJ Shaheen will be bringing home the gospel hip-hop mix every month. Sister Kenya. I See the Great.
Yes.
Oh, how you doing, Sister Kenya?
I am well. How are you?
I am, I'm going good now that we got all the technical difficulties worked out. Things are going really good. But welcome to the family. We are so excited about you having the Sister Kenya Poetry Corner. And I just want to see what you would like to bless us with for this month's show.
Whatever you have in mind is going to be a great, I don't know the topics, not specific topics, but whatever is fitting, I will pour into.
Right. So I'm going to give you the floor and let you set the tone for the show.
Okay. Am I on go now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Hold on a second. I didn't know I was on go now. All right. I like to do inspirational pieces that inspire many. And I have been known to do a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going to take from one in my book, have a journal where I keep a record.
Right.
But then,
I know last year we were talking about it was a record of your journey.
Yeah. I do apologize.
Oh, don't worry about it. If you would like to, would you like a little time to get it together?
Yes, I would, because I really want to do one specifically.
Okay. Well, why don't we let you get it together? And I'm going to talk to our co-host, I See the Great, and
okay. Then
we'll go from there.
Thank you so much.
How are you?
Hey, I'm cool. I see, you know what happens is this is going to be such a powerful show when we get it together that the devil's trying everything to stop it.
Well,
you know
he's a loser.
He's a loser, okay. But, you know, you were going to come with a word today from Galatians 5th chapter 22 verse. Could you read that for us?
Yes, Galatians 5 verse 22, I read in Jesus' name, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within accomplished is love, joy, peace, and patience. I want to touch on patience.
Okay.
Because when the Lord, because I'm talking about what fruits are we producing. So when the Lord give you the fruit, fruit is ripe. But sometimes it don't come how we want it to come, and we have to have patience.
Yeah.
To be patient with what the Lord is about to give us, or what he's about to place in our hands, or whatever he have us set out to do, we have to have patience. So that is a fruit by itself, because it takes time for that fruit to get ripe, for it to be, and then when it's bestowed upon you, it can be produced in the right way, because the Lord, who the Lord called and chose, he equips.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. You know, God doesn't do anything halfway. And we usually have to catch it with him instead of him catching it with us. And that patience will allow us to grow in maturity enough for us to take part of the fruits that you are speaking. Also, self-control is another fruit. But patience is the hardest fruit we have.
Yes, because a lot of the time we want it quick. We want it right away, but God requires patience so he can entrust in us what he's about to give us.
Absolutely. You know, I noticed there's another call on. Let me make sure. Let's check in and see who this is. 770-912, you're on the air. You're on the air. Okay, maybe they're getting their stuff together. Remnant of Worship is who we're going to be interviewing. I know you know that already. And I thought I saw them online, and I might have been mistaken. So as we continue.
Yes.
You there, Sister Kenya?
Yes, I am.
All right, it's time for Sister Kenya's Sports Corner. Okay, as a poet, I'm ready to give it up, and snap it up. And so you have the floor, my dear. Welcome to your platform.
All right. I am going to be sharing with you today a poem that I have entitled Purifying Me. The world turns and my heart answers. I stand between my present and my destiny. I wonder what lies ahead, yet I am afraid at times to see. Then I remember who I am and whose I am and who controls my destiny. All the possibilities become endless with promise of a new day in the truthful way. God embraces me and the love overflows from within. Miracles begin to happen, those that I prayed for yet always lingered. Well, they say delay is not denial. I believe they were right. Life is too short to miss out on the greater things. Every moment is precious, connected to your fate, giving up the past and headed into your future. No longer signs of obscurity and chaos. All has cleared and the way has been paved. So be encouraged and walk where your Creator leads you. Don't be afraid. God has got your back, so no need to second-guess your course. Just pay attention and take heed, for the best is yet to come. Peace and blessings.
Snap. Sister Kenya, you brought it home, and you were wondering if you would be in line with us, but God has us in divine order, and what you read is exactly what we're talking about. You know, is patience. And we have our guests on the line, so let's bring them in on the conversation.
Amen.
Okay. All right, 214-893, you're on the air. Who am I speaking to?
This is D.A. with Remnant of Worship.
Hey, how you guys doing? Well, you're on the air with us with our youth host, I See the Great, and Sister Kenya.
How
are y'all? How y'all doing?
Oh, we're good.
God's good.
Okay. All right. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is get a little bit closer to that speakerphone so we can make sure we can hear you nice and good. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You're hanging out with I See the Great and Sister Kenya. and myself. And this is the Youth for Christ show. You are the first interview that we're having on the show in the year 2015, and I think that's a very special thing. So welcome to the family, and I'm looking forward to finding out who you are and what you're all about. But I'm going to let my co-host take over from here. I know he might have a couple of questions she wants to throw out there.
Well, how are y'all doing?
Doing amazing.
So how long y'all been doing music before?
It was actually kind of a funny story. Some of it's a little bit longer than others, but I would say mainly for the instruments, three of us, I'm the piano player, Gary. I've actually been playing for almost 3 years now. Isaiah, our bass player, has only been playing for about a little over a year, and our drummer has been playing over a year as well.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's so cool. That's so cool. So what made y'all do gospel music? Did y'all do secular before, or y'all just went with this?
No, actually, it was an idea, but it was kind of like on our hearts to do it. Then we just gave our all as far as, you know, learning our instruments and, you know, pretty much, you know, applying ourselves to what God wants to do with us. And then God just gave us, you know, anointing that we didn't even know we had, and, you know, we just pushed it, and we, you know, we continue to still press it. So, you know, God is doing great things with that, so that's how it came about.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
that's
a great
good.
Story.
So you went gun-ho for God. All in.
Yeah. All in. All in for God. That's what I like to say. I want to know, Remnant of Worship, where did you get that title, and what inspired you to use that?
We actually had an independent ministry called Pure Worship before we actually founded a Remnant of Worship. And the revelation that God has given us was to actually become those people that God was looking for to worship. And so because of our ages, which the oldest one of us is 27, we range from 21 to 27. And at the time, about 3 years ago, it just seemed like a lot of people around our generation kind of lost, like, the heart of worship. And so we decided to actually do that remnant for God, actually go forth and then bring souls to God.
That's deep.
All right. That's deep. And, you know, the word remnant, it is, you describe what remnant actually is. You know, it's a piece of the kingdom that you guys are putting yourself into. You know, and helping to do God's work, and I commend you for it. One of the reasons we have the youth show is to showcase artists just like you who are taking it a little higher. You know where I get that from. That's the first song I'm going to play. I want people to listen to what you're all about, and then we're going to come back and talk to you some more, okay?
Okay.
Hey, sounds good.
All right. All right, this is first song up. It's Higher by Remnant of Worship.
Yeah. I prophesy unto your life today. Every struggle, every trial, every situation has to be loose. Today, I bind every attack of the enemy that is over your life. Depression has to go. Struggle with finances has to go. Every fear of moving in God has to go today. I declare higher over your life. I declare higher over your situations at work. I declare higher inside of your home, inside of your kids, inside of your church. I declare that you're going to go up by
up,
any means.
Up, 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 up. I want to go up.
Yeah.
Write the lyrics and the music, the group that's here, or was this bits and pieces from other projects?
No, actually, we wrote everything. Everything is original.
All right. That was wonderful. What possessed you to? Is that song part of any kind of album that you guys have?
Yes, it is. It's part of our Champion album.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, definitely after the show, I want you to send me the information, or if you have it, to give to our listening audience, so that if they want to purchase your music, there have a place to go. So just send it to me after the show, and I'll put it out on the social media for all our listeners. Now, one of the three things we haven't done is if you can go around and introduce yourself so people know exactly who's a part of this group.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Bria Johnson. I am a singer of the group and also the manager of the group.
Okay.
My name is Jerry Anthony. I am the musical director and also the pianist of the group.
All right.
All right, my name is Isaiah Sims, and I'm the bass player of the group.
You're right, okay. Now,
my name is Devonna Gentry, and I am the songwriter of the group and singer.
Wow, and singer, okay. All right. One of the reasons I'm last but not least.
Yeah, last but not least, I'm the drummer of the band.
All right, okay, you know the drummer had to come in with the bass, a song, boom, boom, on the last beat.
Yes. Also in the absence of our guitarist, Malcolm Bennett, and our leader, Nate O'Brien.
Okay, all right, wonderful. So you have about 8 people in your group then, if I was counting correctly. All right, I see the great.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to go higher?
Yes, I want to go higher.
Did you, you know, the youth show is about having fun and us just relaxing and being ourselves within the spirit. And as I was listening to you go around and introduce yourself, one of the things that hit my spirit was that you are not individuals, but are working as one. Is that correct?
Most definitely.
Okay. All right, because, you know, it takes a group to make something happen. No one does it on their own. You know, even if it's Jesus helping you, someone's going to help you. And it seems like God has blessed you guys with a nice foundation to bring some serious lyrics. Now, Hire, one of the things that hit me as a minister in Hire is that whoever was doing the preaching on there was preaching.
He was prophesying.
That was the leader.
Well, you were casting out every demon in the room. I said, look at that.
They ran away.
That's what they're supposed to do when they start hearing the truth.
They cast into the swine.
All right, everybody. I'm glad you mentioned the Champion album, because we have the single Champion that we're going to play. And so we're going to hear a little bit more from you, and then we're going to come back. All right?
All right, we're good.
Okay, I see the great. You ready to kick it off?
Yes,
kick it off. Okay, this is Remnant of Worship, Champion. Everybody, I hope you love it the way I do. Here it go.
Champion. He's my champion.
The
Go ahead, go ahead. I declare it. You know, wow. We're supposed to be having a good time in the Lord, you know. Yeah, I see the great. I'm going to let you kick off this. This is I need
okay.
to get my composure together.
That's a preaching right there. Preaching and teaching and prophesying and casting out. That's good, though. But I also have a question for y'all. Where can I find your music on? Y'all have a YouTube channel, SoundCloud? Because people all over the world need, well, people all over the world already hearing it, but people that's in maybe in bondage or feeling like they in a dilemma, they need to hear that because that's breaking yokes right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We do have a YouTube channel, just Remnant of Worship, and we have a couple of different videos and clips of different concerts that we've done live, and then we have our Champion music video on there as well. We don't have anything on iTunes as of right now. We are in the process of that, but if you subscribe to our YouTube channel and our Facebook, Remnant of Worship, then you'll get all the updates, all the videos that we posted on there on a daily basis, so that's the best way to stay connected as of right now.
Well, as of right now, that sounds like great.
I got to give it to y'all because I'm an artist myself. I apologize. I'm an artist myself, and that is some true artistry right there. For you to bring worship and then call yourself a remnant of worship, meaning chosen, peculiar people, doing the work of God in the kingdom, that by itself sets a standard.
And you know, one of the questions I had for you guys is what vision has God given you about this group? Because I know you already have a vision of where you're going. Well, maybe I have a vision.
The vision of where we're actually going is just basically, like right now, God has been having us move and travel a lot. And he's been using us to actually bring forth a new worship inside of, like, different churches. There's different places that's actually been kind of dry out of season at the time. And we've just been kind of, we've just been allowing people to receive the same experience that we have. Like, basically, all we're doing is just providing a worship experience for God to move.
Well, I tell you, you can tell from the instruments all the way through the chorus to the main lyrics that it is spirit-filled. I was sitting here listening to Champion and just bouncing my head and trying not to say anything because we're live on air. But I was going to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the highest praise you can give him. And, you know, it is amazing. You know, Sister Ken, you're still with us. She's not with us right now.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Sister Kenya, I just didn't want to leave you out of the conversation. Anything you have to say to these wonderful group of musicians?
I just want to say congratulations as they journey to the greatness that God has for them because they truly are a blessing. Just being able to cheer them on the show today, I can tell that God is already using them in a mighty way and will continue to do so. It's always refreshing to know that there are youth, especially of their age, that has taken on the call that God has placed upon their life and embracing it with their artistry. So I just want to say congratulations, and I look forward to hearing more from you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
You're lots of much.
All right. I'm going to tell you that I'm sorry, I see the great. I'm looking at our. We're so excited.
Great.
Yeah. And part of what I wanted to piggyback on Sister Kenya is that God is already using you. And so I see only greater things for you as you submit yourself completely to his will of what he wants you to do. This show that we're recording right now, I want everyone to know, is heard internationally. So you're already on an international platform, and I just speak just greatness over the work that you do, for you seeing more than you ever expected God to show you, because your music moves and touches the heart and the soul and the Holy Spirit. It wakes it up. And so I can see why you're going in churches and waking them up, you know. All right. Go ahead.
I just wanted to also say that hopefully that y'all will continue to do what God is calling y'all to do, because, like I said, it's prophetic, it's anointed, and you're breaking yokes. Also, I'm going to subscribe to your YouTube page, and I'll be checking you out on SoundCloud and Facebook, and we could talk along the way, because I also do music, and that stuff that y'all doing, that music that y'all doing for God, is deep.
Yeah,
it really struck
a nerve. Yeah, I want to congratulate you on the wonderful job you're doing for the kingdom. Any last words you have to say? Because we got to get to the dance break. We're running out of time. We're having that much fun.
I definitely want to say that we appreciate the opportunity, and it is a privilege, and also just a great opportunity for us to be the first group that you are interviewed for this year. We want you to know that it is sincerely appreciated, and we thank you for giving us this platform and this opportunity to speak to others across the seas, and just to spread out our fan base and supporters, and just to give people the opportunity to get to know us more as Remnant of Worship. And like I said, we thank you for that, and we thank you for your support, and we thank you for your, I would say, your confidence in us, and just the excitement that you all have with us. We really thank you for that.
Welcome. The pleasure and the glory, yes, you're welcome, goes to God, because he sent you to me.
He
sent the track, and I was like, it took me forever to play it, but you know, you found us, and that makes things in divine order. And at the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, our youth platform is so you can come on here, your family, whenever you want to be interviewed again. If you had a show coming up, post it in the Y4C Facebook page. Whatever you need to do, let us know, and we'll definitely keep supporting you, pushing you. And, of course, your music will stay in our rotation from now until wherever, for whenever you give me something else new. All right. I want to let everybody know, I know I'm doing a lot of talking, but I want to let everybody know this live show is going to end, but it's still going to be recording. So it will be beneficial for you to listen to the show again so you can hear all of the DJ's gospel house break. And I hope you guys can hang around while we do our gospel hip-hop break with our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, our youth resident DJ. You want to stick around for a while?
Yes.
All right, here we go. So this is the purpose of the dance break, is to, for one thing, get us to focus on Christ and our Lord and Savior and the great I Am for 15 minutes. We're giving him 15 minutes of worship and praise. The other part of it is to find out what the DJ is trying to say to us, because this is a ministry for the DJs that do their gospel mixes. And without further ado, this is DJ Shaheem, our youth DJ, with the first mix of January 2015. And here we go.
DJ Shaheem is blowing it up, so get your hands out of your pockets and put them in the air.
DJ Shaheem, Shaheem, Shaheem.
If it ain't about God, it ain't trying to hit. One for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Instead of talking about a Lambo and a Bentley, need to be saying, God, I need you to save me. Yeah, I'm putting on for Jesus, my Savior. Walking in favor, ain't about a grade up. Praise one to the top like a water vapor. If it on fire for God, you need to raise up. Yeah, I got that stupid phrase. You need to pay your tithes since you say you stupid paid.
You are now rocking with the hottest DJ worldwide, DJ Shaheem.
Stand up and pray. Is you crunk for Jesus? Stay with never ever see. He gave me things that I could never ever attain, without his love, without his grace, without the mercy, without his favor, you feel me? I'm trying to get you to get past your lifestyle, get past the night owl, oh man, your lifestyle. I'm feeling the flow, I'm feeling the fire, cause I know that I am destined higher. You can't see me shining, but I be grinding and I'm doing it all in his name. See my Jesus, he's worthy of the praise, he's worthy of my time, he's worthy of this day. Now is you crunk for Jesus, stand up and say it. Is you crunk for Jesus, stand up and pray. Now is you crunk for Jesus, say what you mean, mean what you say if you're crunk. Now is you crunk for Jesus, stand up and say it. Is you crunk for Jesus, stand up and pray. Now is you crunk for Jesus, say what you mean, mean what you say if you're crunk for Jesus.
I don't care about your green light when it's on me, go. See too many of them soldiers fall. See my enemies get low from the window to the wall. Y'all be pushing that limit like your engine never start, but then y'all be wondering why y'all call and never get a call. Listen, I be riding slow, watching them boys ready to gun out. Moving in illusion like they can could never run out. And I'm just hibernating, waiting till he tell me come out. Jordan status, writing on my verses with my tongue out. I smile when the sun out, but really my city is blood saturated. You'll bust a cap in your gown and say that you graduated. Death is real and I know it. Never tripping, God drives, so I ride the slowest. Yeah, I ride the slowest.
Ride the slowest, yeah, I ride the slowest. Blessed every second, homie, you already know it. Ride the slowest, yeah, I ride the slowest. I'm taking my time, homie, if you didn't notice. Ride the slowest, yeah, I ride the slowest. Never thought the world steady sitting on my shoulders.
nails on my school clothes. Wool sweaters and corduroys. My pants making that zipper noise. Off stole my favorite toys. Block hot on that one zip. Wagon full of that government. We ain't lost, let's take a trip. Just yesterday it was like this. Time to put that work in. Purifying that wilderness. Breaking down and rebuilding it. For so long I'm ignorant. Had to face all my demons. Saying hello to your weakness. Still not my human. These two shots I'm roasting. It's tied to my purpose. These two times, these hard times. And I feel like screaming. You find out what you made of. We on the edge of giving up. Salute the boy on his last breath. Celebrate when I see death. Jubilee when I meet the king. Check the record, I did my thing. Cook food on my family tree. Bounce back of the century.
DJ Shaheem, big shout out to DJ Shaheem for his gospel house mix. How you guys enjoy it?
Yeah, it was like it is dope.
I'm glad that I'm crunk for Jesus.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I see the great.
Yes, ma'am.
It's been a wonderful show. But help me thank again our special featured guest, Remnant of Worship. I'm so glad that you came on the show. I've had a great time. And I know whoever listens is going to have a great time too, whether they're listening live or later. So definitely blessings on what you're doing. Continue what you're doing. Keep your eyes on God. And always have enough faith in your pocket so you can pay for all your blessings.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Of course not.
No. You're family. You're family now. Y'all call me. Don't let me have to find you and say what. All right, you guys have a wonderful evening. Before I go, I want to let everybody know you've been listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Y4C, You for Christ, with my co-host, I See the Great, and with Sister Kenya's Poetry Corner, our famous. I want to sit in the front seat when you get your Grammy. That's what I want, okay? When you get your Grammy, yeah. When you get your Grammy for your music, I want to be there. Yeah, I want to be there. Our special featured host, featured artist, Remnant of Worship, we thank you again, and we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. I want everyone to be blessed, and I want everyone to concentrate on the passage that I See the Great gave out earlier about the fruits of the from God and being patient and what you're doing. So here's How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Everyone, peace, love, and blessings. See you next month. Watch the seat.
Amen. God bless you guys.
All right. Okay. God bless you too. Anyone else want to say something? We're recording. We might as well let it go.
I just want to say that continue to do the work of God. Continue to strive for God. And know that it's God and nobody else. And y'all anoint it, which I set out and called to do. Continue the journey.
The journey home. Amen.
All right, everybody.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
How great thou art. All right, and we'll see you next time. Here we go.
Yeah.
Do you guys?